The economic recovery is moving forward. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. It's what President Biden says, reacting to a return to GDP growth last quarter. After the shrinkage the first 6 months of this year, the GDP increase July through September was 2.6%, but Fox Business's Maria Bartiromo says,
largely the gain in the GDP for this quarter is due to trade and government spending.
And there was a slight increase last week in first-time unemployment claims to 217,000. The number of Americans continuing to collect benefits also rose. In his statement, the president wrote, doomsayers have been arguing the U.S. economy is in a recession, and congressional Republicans have been rooting for a downturn. Today, he'll go to Syracuse, New York, touting a company's plans to build the largest semiconductor plant in the U.S. He has also been campaigning.
President Biden hosted short, 30-minute-long virtual receptions for midterm candidates in Pennsylvania, Iowa, and Nevada last night. So as we run out of time for the president to get involved and help Democrats more, he is not barnstorming, he is Zooming.
Fox's Peter Ducey. More than 9 million Americans have already voted early at an AP tally, and there have been a record number of lawsuits.
Already more than 100 challenges have been filed in courtrooms across the nation, largely filed by Republicans targeting mail-in voting, early voting, voting machines, and access for partisan poll workers. Democratic lawsuits challenge what they see as voter suppression efforts.
Fox's Gary Baumgarten. Elon Musk now calls himself Chief Twit on Twitter. And as the SpaceX and Tesla CEO gets ready to take over the social media company, Musk posted a note to Twitter advertisers saying the reason he's buying it is to give civilization a digital town square to debate without resorting to violence. He says there's a great danger social media will further divide us. He added, Twitter, though, cannot become a free-for-all hellscape without consequences for what's said. America's listening to Fox.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
On Wall Street, the Dow is rising a fifth day in a row. It's gaining 291 points. But for the second day in a row, the NASDAQ is down, falling 125. The S&P 500 is losing 8 points. The price of oil's been going up even more today, more than a dollar, back over $89 a barrel. But gas is down a fraction. AAA's national average for regulars at $3.76 a gallon, down about 7 cents from last week. There is concern about other fuel we need.
A gas buddy energy analyst tells Fox News it's going to be a difficult winter to heat your home, whether you use propane, heating oil, or even natural gas. Compounding the problem, the U.S. is down to some of its lowest supply ever of diesel and heating oil. States in New England, along with New York and Pennsylvania, rely heavily on heating oil and may see some of the steepest price increases. Heating oil suppliers in the Northeast have begun to ration supplies after their stockpiles dropped to a third of their normal levels. And the price of home heating oil, which is similar to diesel, is now topping $4.09 a gallon in New York, up from $2.46 a year ago.
That's Fox's Matt Finn. Facebook is not liking this.
A judge in Washington state has slapped tech giant Meta with what the attorney general's office says is the largest campaign finance penalty in U.S. history, nearly $25 million. Facebook's parent company found to have intentionally violated the state's campaign finance disclosure laws 822 times, with each offense carrying a $30,000 penalty. Washington Fair Campaign Practices Act requires ad sellers such as Meta to keep and make public the names and addresses of those who buy political ads, the target of such ads, how the ads were paid for, and the number of views. The company was also fined back in 2018 for failing to produce records.
That's Lillian Wu. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.